We're back on In Focus News Radio KMAN, talking to Ascension Via Christi here in the first half of the show. And our next guest is Brittany Petty, clinical dietitian with the hospital. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Brittany is going to talk about our topic here is March being National Nutrition Month. And boy, it's always a good reminder anytime to eat healthy.
Yes. Yeah. So March is National Nutrition Month. So here at the hospital, every week we're focusing on a different kind of health topic to display to our employees and educate them about. So what we've done a couple weeks ago, one of the first subjects we talked about was mindful eating. So I thought that would be a good focus to talk about today.
Mindful eating. So what does that involve here?
So mindful eating, it's kind of like it sounds, but it's really paying attention to the food you're eating, the purpose that food is serving your body, why you're eating that food in particular, focusing on the moment that you're eating that food. It's an approach that kind of focuses on using all of your senses, smell, taste, touch, to really be aware of the food, regardless of the type of food that it is. So it doesn't focus on carbs, proteins, fats. It just lets you enjoy your food. It also includes accepting your cravings for certain foods, acknowledging that craving instead of, you know, avoiding it or ignoring that craving. Compared to regular dieting or fad diets, it's less restrictive and it is more flexible. It's about celebrating the food that you're eating, and it's more of a health-focused pattern as opposed to a weight loss focus pattern that a lot of other fad diets tend to have.
Sounds to me like this could be more beneficial in the long term because, you know, a lot of people try diets and then, you know, they, for some whatever reason, they derail because, you know, they can't keep it up. They can't develop a pattern, but keeping in mind what you're eating every day and knowing the benefits, I guess, would be a little bit of a plus.
Yeah. So this does, it has a more long-term kind of plan with it. So with the fad diets, there's so many out there. And I think people might, you know, most of them we know aren't going to be successful. You might see weight loss up front with them, but, you know, a year and a half down the road, you've gained that weight back or, you know, your eating pattern isn't as healthful as it was in the beginning. So this is just kind of a stepping stone to a more healthful dietary pattern. It's more realistic for a lot of people. It's doable. It's not restrictive. So there's not any foods that aren't allowed to be had. And it really helps to hopefully reduce emotional eating and really develop a healthier relationship with food, which is kind of the foundation for improving your overall dietary pattern. Is a lot of people need to just identify their relationship with food before they can start moving forward with that.
You know, you touch on something that's very personal to a lot of people, and you know, the emotional side of eating. For whatever reason, in this country, we're very emotional to our food. Because I'll even just say at my house, if one of us eats dinner without the other, it's we get upset and we get jealous. I'm like, well, you already ate.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not even here yet. That's maybe a common reason why so many people have troubles with eating.
Yeah, I think a lot of it is our lifestyle. Everybody's so busy. And this last year has thrown everyone for a loop. So I'm sure a lot of people's eating patterns have been different from normal. But we're so busy and a lot of the times we just eat to eat. You know, mindful eating really kind of has people take a step back. And, you know, it's also about like your environment during your eating. You know, what are you doing at dinner while you're eating? Is everybody, you know, standing up, running around, doing other things? Or is the TV on? Or, you know, you have the iPad on the table? It's really about focusing on that time for eating and allowing you to enjoy your food. If you're distracted by, you know, five other things, you're not thinking about what you're eating, you're not enjoying it, and then there's a more tendency to overeat or eat foods that aren't as healthful for you because of that. So you do have to take a step back and really focus on that, but it is a good first step to kind of getting on that right track.
Again, we're speaking with Brittany Petty, clinical dietitian here with Essentia Via Christi, talking about mindful eating. And, you know, just kind of getting going on a plan like this is, I guess, the first step for a lot of people. And, you know, I have kids. I don't want them to develop bad eating habits. I don't want them to just eat nothing but junk. But I tell you what, I have picky kids, too. They're both girls. And trying to develop habits, healthy habits, is a real struggle for not just me, but a lot of parents.
Yeah. So some things that I recommend to try and instill that in your children is, you know, first observing your relationship with food, but really getting the whole family involved, I think, is a helpful way to do that. Even with my own kids, I've noticed that if I allow them to be part of, you know, picking out the foods that we get to eat for dinner or helping prepare what we're eating for dinner a few times a week, they're more likely to want to eat those foods, and discover new foods. So, you know, approaching it as a family is a good way to kind of help with those, you know, getting your kids on track as well. And then still allowing foods that they want to have just in moderation. You know, if we are going to say that we're going to have some dessert, just allow yourself to enjoy that dessert. And, don't make comments about feeling guilty after eating certain foods, because your kids, like the speech pathologist said, will listen to what you're saying. And, you know, pick up on that, and that might start that relationship, you know, guilty feelings with food for them that could be detrimental down the road.
And that's a struggle in my house, dessert. That's like the favorite meal of everybody in my family.
Yeah.
But you can't do it every day. And I tried to tell my oldest one that. So you can't, you know, maybe here we do it on a Monday and maybe not again until Friday, something like that. But
Yeah, well, and you know, I was reading this book by Ellen Satter. She's a dietitian, and she has a lot of information about children and eating and stuff. And one of the recommendations she would always make was to serve dessert with dinner. So that way it wasn't treated as a reward for finishing your meal. It was just incorporated as part of your meal, and you could eat it, you know, as you'd like. And it really, it stopped the arguing about dessert, whether or not to get it. And it really helped children kind of just include those foods, but in a appropriate portion, you know. So that's something to think about too, you know, incorporating small portions of dessert with the meals, and then that way your children aren't looking forward to what's coming after dinner. They're more focused on eating what's in front of them along with that food as well.
All right, well, I know a lot of people probably started their New Year's resolutions in January, and here we are in March, hopefully keeping them up. But this is a good reminder, because if you're falling off the rails and you want to get back on there, this is a good way to get going back on that trek.
Yeah, and it's, you know, you just do it with any food that you're eating. You don't have to start by picking certain foods. You just choose a food, you know, look closely at it, use your senses to familiarize yourself with it, and then really just as you're taking bite by bite, just really tasting the food, you know, and like I said, environment wise, maybe sitting down where it's quiet and giving yourself that chance to enjoy that food. And I think that really helps people, you know, not overeat and maybe even choose healthier foods that they might not have in the first place.
All right. So this is going on all through the month of March. Where can people find more information about this?
I can send you some links if you could post it up on there. I have one that's just from a mindful eating website that I picked up some exercises that I'd be happy to share with you. If anybody's interested in, you know, having a more in-depth evaluation of their nutrition or dietary pattern, I always encourage people to have their primary care refer them to a dietitian instead of, you know, getting their information from online where there's probably not somebody certified like we had to do to go through that. So, you know, they can always be seen by a dietitian as an outpatient as well, and we'd love to help them.
Okay, sounds good. Well, Brittany, appreciate the information, and thanks so much.
Yep, thank you.
All right, that's going to wrap up segment number two. We'll hear from Dr. Stephen Higgs, the Biosecurity Research Institute, up next on KMAN.